Welcome to Beside the Still Waters, a live radio ministry by Pastor Sammy Jechi, resident pastor of the Royal Temple, ICGC Awoshi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
When the Holy Spirit and the gospel enters a family and the gospel hits one person, I'm telling you, there is no permission. That person will be assaulted in that house. May you experience the power of the gospel. In Jesus' name. And so God uses unlikely people. He uses personalities that previously you could easily despise. And I give God the praise. That is why you have many of the genuine men of God. Many of them you have, including myself. We begin from the back. We don't begin from the front. Because when we begin from the back, we come in as poor. We come in as not knowledgeable. We come in as deficient of even wisdom. We come in as people who are highly despised, people whose ways are easily predicted. We come in as not sophisticated mind, but as we travel with God, we get to the front with sophisticated mind. We get to the front with information, because God takes us through a process that brings us to the place where nobody can take the glory, but only God takes the glory. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you this. Never be ashamed of the gospel. Carry your Bible. Hold something in your hand like this. Keep it on your chest. I believe in technology. I like modernity. But I'm telling you, technology cannot take the book. There is a church organization that gives its students crucifix made of wood. And they all wear it on campus. Nice. You hold your Bible. But some will say, my Bible is in my phone. When you are using your phone for your devotion and you get a call from Johnny, which one will you choose? Is it a call from Johnny or the call from Susie? Do you get me? So naturally, you'll find yourself being disturbed. Keep the book. How many have Bibles? I mean, not on your phone. Bible. Wave your Bible. Wave it. I am not ashamed. Wave your Bible. Wave your Bible. Amen. Some of you have it, but because you knew, we will put the thing on. Every day when you are coming, hold your Bible. How many read the Bible? I know the way some of you read it. Do you know the way you read it? You put it under the pillow. And that's when you know that Obeifu Obibeba. And so, once you are sleeping on the Bible, you are safe. I'm telling you, it is the message in the Bible that will save you. And not the Bible as a printed document. Amen. God is good. Amen. Now, let me give you a lineup of some of the things that the gospel can do. Now, the gospel has the capacity to bring redefinition of destiny's path. When a man comes into contact with the gospel, maybe before he met the gospel, she met the gospel, all right? He was charting a path. full of struggles, rejection, full of disappointments, failures, and all that. But once the gospel of Christ sets in, something changes. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? If you want to see this, look at your life before you met Christ. And look at your life after you met Christ. Let somebody take a clue from this. There is no way the gospel will leave you where you are. Your destiny's path will change. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? Who you never felt you will ever be, you will become. So he said, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. The gospel changes foolishness into wisdom. I guess everybody agrees with me. The things that probably you saw as wise now has become foolishness to you. Because that one doesn't make sense. For instance, if you wanted to be bold, you had to go for some thought to be bold. You spike your drink a bit. Then I was sitting in the airplane, and one guy who was coming, oh, when Ghanaians are coming home, they talk, oh. One guy who was making noise, he said, when he's going to his in-law's house, and he wants to be feared, sometimes he doesn't drink. He uses the alcohol into his mouth. And how do you call it in English? Or the punenum. He punenums with the alcohol. So that when he talks and he says, you know that there's alcohol in his mouth. They're not, oh, you're Bema, oh, you're Bema. But when you meet the gospel, you don't need an alcohol to make you a man. What you need is the Holy Ghost to make you a man. Hallelujah. Now, the gospel opens a man's eyes to give him a better understanding and appreciation of life. I'm telling you, wherever the gospel has penetrated, people had an awakening. And they saw huge range of options that they can choose from. And that is what the gospel does. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. Said that, you know, once your eyes are open, you look at yourself where you are, and you know that I can do something about where I am. Let me now take some courses to go where I want to go. It takes the power of the gospel to take one there. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. The gospel mends the broken lives. People meet Christ with, when you meet someone with a broken heart, heavily disappointed by that guy, that lady. I'm telling you, especially women suffer so much in this regard. Once the gospel, the power of the gospel touches that person, I'm telling you, healing comes. And the person gets to know that there is no love that can be compared with the love of Christ. If nobody loves you and Christ loves you, you are the most blessed. Amen. 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 Probably some people will like to show their nude pictures just to draw attention to themselves. Probably because they don't feel loved. Could it be? Yes. Probably because they don't feel loved. And they are drawing the attention for them to feel loved. I'm telling you, when the power of the gospel enters and sits in one's life, that person finds so much love from Christ and nothing else matters any longer. Let me tell you, all we need is to get the understanding of Christ, understanding of the love of Christ, and be able to hang on it. If everybody does not love you and Christ loves you, I'm telling you, everything will happen to you. Is somebody here with me? In actual fact, you don't need the love of men to make you. I say that again. You don't need the love of men to make you, because, listen, men will break your heart. Women will break your heart. Come on, is somebody here with me? That guy leaves, let him go. Get close to God. Get close to Christ. Love Christ. And one day he will bring the right person to you. Am I making some sense? Good. Hallelujah. Now, the gospel gives the hopeless hope. When you are filled, one is filled with despair, and one is feeling that there is nothing good ever going to happen to him or her. Once Christ visits and the power of the gospel enters the person, I'm telling you, hope comes back again. The gospel restores joy to the brokenhearted. Amen. When there is no joy in the heart, I'm telling you, and all you do is to cry day in and out. One day, when Christ gets in there through the power of the gospel, I'm telling you, joy will replace every kind of grief in your heart. If somebody is here like that, may God fill your heart with joy. Amen. Now, the power of the gospel also brings beauty to a man's life. Amen. Sometimes you are walking, you don't know how handsome you look. Is somebody here with me? You don't know how beautiful you look. Is somebody here with me? You don't have those sophisticated dresses, but you know what? Any small thing that you put on yourself, you look good in it. That is the power of the gospel. Is somebody here with me? Any little thing that you wear, everybody say you're looking good. It's not because you made yourself. Oh, it's not the lipo. You don't lipolize your face.
Stay tuned. We will be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
Now, yes, look good, but I'm telling you, the beauty goes beyond just the makeup. The beauty is on the inside. It's on the inside. Oh yeah, that is what attracts. I'm telling you, the master beautician makes sure he decorates you and gives you back. Is somebody here with me? That is why you will find the woman who attracted the most handsome person, guy around. And you are looking at the person because you are always, maybe you have taken a few pictures here and all that. And you know, you're wondering, how did she get it? She didn't get it by anything. It's by the beauty on the inside. That's why Moses prayed. He said, let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Receive the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, the gospel also breaks curses. It activates God's blessing also over a man. It brings healing and gives a man victory in life. the power of the gospel of Christ will never allow curses to hang on your head. I'm telling you, people will tell you certain stories. And I may call her. And I may call her Diabi. And I ask her, Maggie. And I may tell Nibi, say, catch me. Say, Adiabi also when you be a chief, you want them. I tell you, I can prophesy over you, eh? May you Odi, Odi, Odi. So by the time I finish one word of knowledge, I say, hey, Shenkom. You say, Prophet One, yay. I tell you, some things are happening. Another one to us come, the angel who now dances Shatawali. What's his name? Obofo. What song does he use? "2020, we go show that." But you know what? When you meet the power of the gospel, no curse will touch you. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? You will not partake of the family curse. You will not partake of any friend's curse. You will not partake of any generational curse. Because Christ has exchanged the curse with blessing. If you believe this, say amen 3 times. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. That is what the gospel does. And so if you have come in contact with the gospel, oh, please, stay with it. Don't leave. Don't let the world give you what they think is right. And those of you who go to places and you leave your drinks, just by the way, these days what they do is they spike you with a little stuff and doze you off. Be careful where you go. Is somebody here with me? Be careful. Do you need all those stuff? We don't need it. Is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Walk with God, godly people. Relate with godly people. People of your kind. Come on, is somebody here with me? Oh, yes. Even some of the men, we want to dress like how the boys dress in the streets. You put your belt on your bottom. If you are here like that, please keep your belt on your waist. Because you don't know how that thing came to be. In the prison, when a gay wanted to attract his fellow gay in prison, they dropped their pants down for their bottom to show. So that another gay will see it and chase them. That is how come that fashion came. So those who went to prison, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, the American blacks, most of them, to most of the young boys, if you want to really show that you're a man, you have to go to prison. In actual fact, some of the ladies like the men, the boys who have ever been to prison. Oh, you don't know. It's a fashion. Have you been to prison before? Then you are not a man. Because that is the qualification to get some of the assumed sophisticated girls. You want me? You been to prison? Oh, no. You're a man. Do you understand? So you get there and you know, they brought the fashion out of prison to the communities. And so there are certain states now, when you drop your the waist of your trouser down, all right, at least in Valdosta, Georgia, the police will stop and ask you to dress well. But we come here, oh, then we are dropping. So you are dropping. The guy in the ghetto also drops. So you and the one, what is the difference? So by the time you get to them, you are speaking to them, and we'll see them. But I'm telling you, when you are full of the gospel and the power of the gospel of Christ, the moment they see you, they will put the stuff down. Because the presence of God has filled you. They may resist on the inside, but they can. I'm here to see one who ever smoked before me. I saw one guy in Koforidua. We had gone for missions. I actually come and say, hey, come. Put the cigarette down. He put it down. And he started shaking. I gave him the word of God. I said, next day, make sure you come to church. He came. We are not ashamed of the gospel. As we get ready to preach the word, you must know that you have something that the devil fears. It's so strong. I'm telling you. And so he will do everything to make you feel that you have nothing. You have something. He can't handle it. And so he has to work on your mind. And make you feel that you have nothing. I'm telling you, you are the most dangerous weapon in the hands of God. Oh yes, the Bible says you are the battle axe of God. We are not going to fight, no. But we will preach the gospel to offend the devil. The more you offend him, the more you please him. And so, we will never leave our agenda. Soul winning, follow up, covenant family, fellowship, and service. Soul winning, what did I say? Follow up, covenant family, fellowship, and service. Hallelujah. We will win souls. We will follow them up. When they are grounded, we put them in covenant family and encourage fellowship with them and then help them to serve the Lord. I'm telling you, one step at a time, we will get there. Are you hearing me? I said we will get there. Everybody make it a point this year before 31st, 12 o'clock, at least you have two souls that you have won unto God. Is it too much? Please watch me. Watch me. You know you haven't won souls. So as I speak, you are looking down. The Lord will help you. Amen. Just watch me. Two souls. They may not even come to church here. But at least they would have received Christ through your hand. And would have gone to another church. Praise God. If they come here, praise God. If they go to another church, praise God. But the fact is, you would have won a soul into the kingdom of God. Come on, give God praise. Give God praise. Sometimes we even preach to our actions. I was seeing, there's this lady I was always saying, and I've even told my wife that I feel so sorry for this woman. I see her with her child on this road. And I said, no, I want to do something about it. So one day, I sent Brother Vanda to find out about her. And then I gave her some money to give to the lady. I said she should take it and ask her what she wants to do. She has said it, so I'll see to that personally. So, you know, this morning, this LA service, I was talking. And I give God, by the time I realized the lady was sitting in service. Sometimes it is not even what you have said. It's what you do, because they all know me. As for me, they know me. Oh, they know me. Pastor Sammy Jachi everywhere. Sometimes they say, hey, Pastor. I say, yeah. One boy, he will not come to church. He said, no more. Said, they know me there. So somebody parks on the road and I'm coming. Hey, hey, few of hey, hey. Pastor, 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 pastor. I also do it, yeah, yeah. You know something? It is not the way you even go about it. It's the way you attend to them. Are you hearing me? They will come to church. We know them. But we will not put too much pressure. We will show them the way of the Lord. Pretty soon, they will change for the best. I'm telling you. And I thank God that she came. Amen. Later we'll find a way of establishing her properly. But then first of all, I'm going to do what I've got to do. Not much. Something that she can do some petty trade with. At least to take care of the little children around her. I give God the praise. I'm the happiest person this morning. Amen. You've got to, I'm telling you, we are not ashamed of the gospel. Carry the gospel wherever you are, at work. Preach the gospel. Let them call you a sofo. If they don't call you a sofo by now, then you are not preaching the gospel. How many are called a sofo at work? Yes. There's trouble here. How many, at least they say sofu or sofu mamio. How do they call the ladies? At least somebody say osofu. Cause let me see you by hand. Hey! Asemabo! But it shall be well. It shall be well. I'm telling you, wherever you go, let everybody know who you are. When somebody is sick, say, wait, let's pray. Hold the person's hand. Pray. Somebody comes to tell you about his problem, her problem. Say, have you prayed about it? Pray. And the more you do that, they'll say, ah, a radio your soul. Eh? Papa, your soul. Amen. But don't go and hide. You come out of church, and then they are playing all sorts of songs, and then, that is what you should. Eh? All sorts of things. Amen. But you know, let everybody know who you are. Amen. Who are you? Is somebody here with me? Amen.
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by today's message. If you want to talk to God's servant or for copies of today's message and other messages by Pastor Sammy Jechi, please call 0243-323-414, 0243-323-414, or 057-462-9174. 057-462-9174. Until we meet beside the still waters, same time, same place, stay blessed. ICGC The Royal Temple, Awoshi, is located on the Chapel Hill off the Awoshi Highway, directly behind the Anyar Market.